Editorial, Jimmy and I are going to start out. We've been recording the weekend show. We're going to talk a little bit about what the Republicans have just come out with called the Commitment to America. Jimmy, go ahead, babe.
Yeah, so the House Speaker, or I'm sorry, the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, Republican, Bakersfield, California, came out with kind of a coordinated effort between the Republicans to try to get back on top of the dialogue right now. And so they're calling it the basically Commitment to America. The fundamental principles go right, to basic policies, but it's not gaining a lot of media attention. But it's talking about crime.
Surprise, surprise, it's not getting a lot of media attention.
Yeah, it's not. They're specific, on crime. They're talking about the border. They're talking about, individual freedoms, about, family and parental rights and education. It's interesting to me because McCarthy comes out and challenges Joe Biden to some debates over their policies, over the Democratic policies, which. Yep. No one's going to do much. And of course, Biden, I don't think anybody's going to let him get anywhere near a debate stage for the rest of his life. I'll just quickly go over some of these things that they are talking about. Fighting inflation, getting a lower cost of living by cutting government spending, lowering taxes, and deregulating. That's important. That's a good topic. Maximize American-made energy. Right now, that's a very critical issue, and then move supply chains and manufacturing away from China. Again, those are important issues. Securing the border, hiring 200,000 more border patrol or border officers, legal status for jobs, and then targeting DAs, district attorneys who refuse to prosecute crimes, especially in the fentanyl area.
In the what area?
In fentanyl.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
The drug stuff. They want to establish a select committee on China to actually talk about and to go ahead with a, kind of a detailed planning process how to counter the CCP in China. They're advancing a parents' bill of rights, protecting women competing in women's sports from transgender ideology. Work on legislation to curb censorship from big tech and, get away from and kind of protect individual privacy. Constitutional freedoms, freedom of speech, rights of children, preborn children, religious liberty, Second Amendment. Then end voting proxies in Congress, push for voter ID and accurate voting rolls. So these are all things that will resonate well with Republicans and probably moderates in many cases. So it's an interesting effort to shift the dialogue. I think the timing is probably good before the midterms. There's enough time for it to resonate, but we'll see what the Democratic plan to counter it is, and if it's continuation of abortion and January 6th insurgency.
Jim, when do you look for the Democratic plan to counter this to come out? You think it's going to happen as early as this weekend?
I think I'm not confident that Democrats have a good plan. And the reason why I don't think so is
And when you say a good plan, you mean argument.
I don't think they're going to offer a plan.
Okay.
And the reason why I don't think they're going to offer a plan is because they've been focusing so directly on basically trying to isolate and alienate Republican voters, Trump supporters, MAGA supporters. And I think that has been the full effort. There will be something that they bring up that they try to create another crisis.
Yeah.
I'm quite confident between now and November.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that they actually have a coordinated agenda because, And this is the reason why. There's an internal struggle both with Republicans, as we talked about, and with Democrats. But the one with Democrats is incredibly painful because of the progressive action. So how are they going to come out and support transgender rights as a campaign platform? That's not going to go well for them. How are they going to come out and say parents don't have a place in schools? That's not going to play well for them. How are they're going to probably focus a little bit on China, because that's an easy one. Everyone pretty much agrees on that. Although at the same time, they're kind of selling out to the Chinese industry and the CCP. They've been talking about more control, about voter rights. And I'll tell you, this is a really interesting, this bill that Liz Cheney just co-sponsored, that was passed by the House, is basically changing the rules for what the vice president can do with the Electoral College in order to protect against what didn't happen but what could have happened, which is Mike Pence say, hey, look, we've got to go back and recount the election issues.
Yeah.
The interesting angle with that, and this is a very important political understanding, Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee and the Democrats are pushing this to try to use it to control the future elections for something that never happened. So clearly they have been attacking Pence and others for something Pence didn't do. But here's the critical part. Pence could have done it. He could have had a recount or go back and have recertification on a lot of those elections. And that's where he failed. That's where it's very interesting dilemma, I think, for the Democrats and Liz Cheney, because they're not doing a good job in protecting their own interests here, because they're proving that, in fact, there could have been a different outcome, but it wasn't one.
How do you think it's going to shake out, Jimmy?
So I think that Republicans are gaining. I think the Republicans right now are gaining in almost every race. They're improving in Pennsylvania. Laxalt is ahead in the race in Nevada. Both the governor's race and the Senate race there is looking more Republican. Arizona, Carrie Lake's got a 5-point lead over Katie Hobbs.
Wow.
For the governor's race there. That's a huge leap over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker is ahead of Warnock in polling there. And I honestly don't believe, and you'll hear it a little bit more tomorrow on the weekend show, I don't believe that the polling is actually capturing the frustration from people that typically don't vote. And that's a lot of parents that are pissed off at what happened with lockdowns, what's happening with forced vaccinations for young children that mm-hmm. don't, what's happening with transgender ideology being pushed in schools. And I think you're going to see a groundswell of support that nobody expects. In my view, I think there's going to be a very big change this November. And the question comes right back to the same thing we've talked about, which I missed in 2020, how effectively the Democrats manipulate the system in order to achieve success, basically cheating their way into victory. And that's what it'll depend on.
So, Jimmy, you're looking for a major, major Republican victory coming up here in November. Is that correct?
I am predicting, in my view, there will be probably a 50-seat-plus gain by Republicans in the House, 50 seats or more.
Wow.
And then I'm predicting that you'll probably see a 2 or 3 seat advantage in the Senate when it comes right down to it. That's my prediction right now. We'll see how it turns out in November. Again, it really depends on not who votes, but who counts.
So that would very definitely put us back in control.
Yeah, it would do some things. But, I'm not really – and I hate to say this – but I'm not really confident in the leadership in the Republican Party. We've seen what Mitch McConnell has done to undermine people like Vance in Ohio and Blake Masters in Arizona, where he's pulling money and shifting because he doesn't like it, because it's a threat to him personally. But here's another one. So Kevin McCarthy comes out and gives this speech on this commitment to America.
Yeah.
Which has good points. We just talked about them, right?
Yeah.
But one of his first sentences, one of his first paragraphs that he comes out with, he says, so families can go ahead and take their children to Disney. Now, why do I think that's important? I think that's an important statement because it shows the level of corruption in Washington in order to appease important and very financially lucrative both media and entertainment industry folks. And in California, Disney's a big player. In Florida, it's a big player. Kevin McCarthy gave a product placement announcement for ABC Disney. And I think that was absolutely corrupt because right now, Disney is probably the leading element in American culture that is undermining basic American values, pushing transgenderism, pushing all kinds of different ideological opinions. And the fact that he recognized them was an appeasement effort to them to ensure that the Republicans continue to get money and financial support. And that's how corrupt I see the DC and the senior leadership.
Now, let's get back to Florida just for a second. So you're saying that the Walt Disney Company is basically ruining America. Is that correct?
I say this is – let me be very clear on this.
Yeah.
That the Disney Corporation is pushing woke ideology, transgender agendas.
Of course they are.
That are undermining basic principles, that are pushing children into, I think, a very negative space.
Yeah.
And I think they're using their power to do it, and they're using their influence to do it. And I think it's very disturbing that anybody would use them as a right now, in my view, it's ABC Disney. It's the combination where the ABC is the news proponent for the global corporation that is trying to get into the Chinese markets.
Yeah.
And that's what it is with NBC, CBS. They the globalist industries that are basically undermining and really forcing social engineering on our population and primarily on our children.
Okay.
And really on a global scale.
Yeah.
Disney's the leader in that. And that bothers me.
Well, I think that probably Ron DeSantis, I mean, he's already taken a big step in denting that particular effort, putting a dent in that particular effort. I think he's going to continue to do that, and I think he's going to be successful, Jim.
Well, I think you're right, and I also think that the Disney leadership is going to see the writing on the wall. And, you know, what these big corporations do, they have government affairs and policy directors that give them advice on where to go. Most of them have been driven to appease the Democratic progressive extremes. And now they're saying, whoa, it's going to swing back. So they're going to have to start. You're seeing it with CNN. CNN is now attempting to be just a news organization, get away from the opinion.
Yeah.
You're seeing it probably with some of these other major corporations, because when the House switches to Republican leadership, and it's high probability, unless something very bizarre changes, that will be, then you've got divided government. Republicans have more say, and then that will only lead to more attacks, investigations on the current regime, on the Biden administration.
Yeah.
And it will not look good for what the Department of Justice, the FBI has done to opposing political ideologies. It will not look good for the corruption and the investments and the different things that that the Biden family personally, but many of these Democratic leaders have done to cheat the system and appease, you know, global corporations.
Yeah.
And to appease the tech industry. That pushback is coming, and people are fed up with it. The only way to stop it is to either completely silence it or actually use violence.
Right.
And that's, and of course, they're using the threat of law enforcement right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they're using law enforcement, sure. But I think what's going to happen, though, is I agree with you. I hope and pray that we are going to see the Republicans get control of Congress. And I think that we probably are. I think America is getting sick and tired of what's going on. And it all boils down to one thing that I believed in for a long, long time, Jim, and that is moral values. You got to have moral values to have a decent country.
Yeah, you do. And it doesn't, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's actually honesty, integrity.
Yeah,
it's actually sticking true to the values that built this nation, the Constitution, freedom of speech.
I agree.
So, yeah, and that those are basic principles. I don't care what religion you are.
Yeah.
I don't care what your actual political beliefs are, whether you have faith at all. But if you can't be honest, if you can't conduct business, if you can't work with other people without alienating or attacking them, then society collapses very rapidly.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing in many places right now.
Agreed. Agree 100%. Jim, we've gone almost 16 minutes. Do you want to continue?
Oh, I don't know. The only other thing that is a huge indicator of, you know, ghosts of, you know, Christmas future is Dow losing 700 points already today.
Yeah.
Dow's down 20%. S&P's way down. The NASDAQ's way down. We're definitely in bear territory, and nothing is looking good from any of the analysts of where we're heading.
Nothing is looking good. I got to get all of my money out of the market for the time being. There's no question about that. Jim, thanks very much.
You bet, Al. And hey, I warn people, I took all mine out of the market a while ago.
There you go.
And I've just been sitting on cash until I'm going to try to ride it to where the bottom goes and get back in at the right time.
Okay, good idea.
With the exception of my goal.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep, talk to you later.